your prayers this morning. Always depending on him. Doesn't matter how long you've been doing this or where you are. It doesn't get any easier. So I believe God designed it that way so that we could recognize our dependency upon him. Desire your prayers. Those that don't know me, my name is Brother Tavis Brown. I'm from the Dallas, Texas congregation. And again, I covered your prayers this morning. I have a thought that I believe that the Lord has given to us, gave to me a little bit ago, and I believe he would have it me share it this morning. And put the thought there on the board. And, you know, as it always is with God's word, there's nothing new. I can't tell you this morning that I'm going to tell you something that you've never heard before. But you know what's good about God's word is it's good for us to be reminded. And that's what's good about it. We may have something maybe we've heard time and time and time again, but then we hear it again and it just reinforces things that we've heard already. Or maybe by the help of the Lord, we can think about it or consider it maybe in a different way than we have. And that's the way God's word is, isn't it? Maybe there's a scripture, and even sometimes we can sing songs, songs maybe that you've sung for years, scriptures you read for years, but there are just sometimes when you get a hold of something, maybe in a different way that you never got a hold of before. And that's the wonderful thing about God's word and songs that he's inspired different ones to write. It can encourage us and help us out. So I pray this morning that something from God's word would inspire you and encourage you this morning. That word hidden. When you think about that word hidden, and I believe this is just our human nature, we automatically think of something negative, don't we? I mean, if I had something up here that I was maybe kind of shield from you, and you maybe you couldn't see it, and you would be wondering, well, what is it? So it's just that's the way our mind, it goes towards something negative when we think of that word hidden. And, you know, it's when we think about a life and all of us, children hide things. Teenagers hide things. Adults hide things, don't we? So when you think about that, it's something that all of us do. Is it something you can grow out of? You know, if adults do it, I mean, so it's something, it's just, I believe it's part of that endemic nature, isn't it? It's that tendency to hide things. So we think about things that people hide. Sometimes people have secrets that they'll hide from other people. You know, maybe it's the way they act, their attitudes. It's easy to hide sometimes. The way you really think about somebody, you know, you can hide that from them. You know, there are all kind of different things in a natural sense that people hide from others. There's something that you don't want somebody to know. You'll figure out, that's the way mankind is, you figure out some kind of way to keep them from finding out. There's a danger in that. There's a scripture that talks about that, and that's not necessarily the thought this morning, but I wanted to bring that point out. God's word lets us know, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whom confesses and forsakes, God will have mercy. So the thought this morning is, so keep that in mind. But this thought of things that are hidden, I want to think about it in a different way. But before I do that, I want to illustrate one other point. Thinking about growing up. Thank you, Brother Ivan. We had a big family. I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters. And there were some things that I kept hidden from my parents as I was growing up. And there were some things that I didn't even reveal to them till I was an adult. And let them know, oh, what? You used to do that? Or you did that? Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. You know what, Noah? I found out some things recently. I have two adult children now. And you know what I found out? That a couple of them, or one of them, I don't call any names out, they hid some things from me. So that came full circle for me. I'm thinking of things that I thought I was hiding, and here it came back, and it came back upon me, things that I didn't realize was going on. Oh, but I would want us to think about this in a different way this morning. I want us to think about it in a different perspective. And instead of focusing on the negative side of that word hidden, I want us to put our minds on the other side, on the positive side of hidden, and how that can help us out as we journey along our pathway of life. So when we apply that word hidden on thinking about it in a positive way, it can make a drastic change for us. You may know where I'm going. There's a verse of scripture. So turn with me this morning, please, to the 119th Psalm. And if someone could get my wife a mic, she will read for me. I'd appreciate that. We'll start in Psalm 119, reading verse 11.
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Wait a minute. Thy word. Yes. Thy word. Have I hid in my heart.
That I might not sin against thee.
That I might not sin against thee. See, now that's a little bit different now, isn't it? When we think about that word hidden in that kind of way, when I consider God's word now, and it's something that I hide down in my heart, now that can make some changes now. And that's something that, that's something that when it's hidden, it's going to work out for our benefit. And it's going to work out as a blessing for each and every one of us. And you know what? I believe it's something that is critically important for the child of God to maintain a relationship with God that he desires for all of his creation. We have to take his word that he has given us, and we got to hide it in our hearts. It's absolutely necessary for each and every one of us to be able to maintain victory, to have the victory of the enemy of our souls. We have to take this word and we got to hide it in our hearts. Amen. It has to be something more than just a head knowledge. Right. It has to be more than just, I know the scripture. I can find it. It has to be more than that. It has to be something that changes us. It has to get inside of us. I can't just have it in my mind. I can't talk about it. People do that all the time, don't they? They talk about things. If you went around and just asked somebody off the street, do you love God? What do you think they're going to tell you? They're going to say, yes, absolutely. Well, that's wonderful that you love him. But what are you doing about it? You know, yes, you can say, well, I read my Bible. That's good to read it, but do you understand it? You know, God can bless each and every one of us to help us to know what we're reading. And then help us to understand it and then apply it. How can this help me in my life? And when we get it down in our hearts, there's something about it. The definition of that word hidden, it's being out of sight, not readily apparent. It's concealed. It's concealed. And the aspect of the definition of that concealing for shelter or protection. So we're going to talk about a little bit about the protection that we have this morning when we have God's word hidden down in our hearts. When it's hidden in our hearts, it has a profound change on every aspect of our life. Because when it's down inside of us, it affects everything that we do. Even when different things come our way, when we have God's word down in our hearts, it changes our attitude. It changes our mindset. It changes even how we look at things. And when I'm talking about God's word this morning, a lot of times, again, we will be centered on, I can't do this or I can't do. No, no. It's way better than that. God has many and wondrous, precious promises that he has for us. So that we got to look at it. Change the way you look at it now. Think about what it can do for you. That's the blessing of it. What can it do for me? When I obey the commandments that God has given us, his creation, there's something special that he has for us. We can't begin. You can try to quote them. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows. How many promises do we have in this book? 8,000? It's a lot. We'll just say it's a lot this morning. Get a hold of them. Hide them down in your hearts. And when the trials and the tests of life come, when you got them down in here, then you'll know how to respond. God can bless and help us in every way that we stand in need. Oh, but it has to be buried deep in our hearts. When it's buried deep, then our thinking and our thought process, there's a change that takes place. You have to experience it to know. You know, and it changes desires. Right? You know, it'll change things maybe that you once desired. You don't want them anymore. You know, it changes your desire to say, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. When it's down inside of you, it'll affect everything. It affects everything. Lord, what do you want me to do? It changes our desires towards pleasing and honoring God. You know what it makes us? It makes us willing vessels. That's what it does. When I get it down inside, you know, or does that mean that everything that God wants us to do, that we're just going to be, yay? Well, we might have to pray a little bit. He say, Lord, my brother there in Dallas, he likes to say, Lord, help me to be willing to be willing. Yes. And you know, we can pray that as well. You know, God, he has all these wonderful things for us. He just desires us to be willing vessels. And when we get God's word down inside, we recognize the power of it. The power. We're talking about God here. Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day. His resume is pretty solid. Right? We recognize that he's pretty awesome. He can do whatever he desires to do. There's no limits really to what he can do. The limiting is in us. We're the ones that limit it. So when I really get a hold of that, then it just, Lord, help me. I'm a willing vessel, Lord. What do you want me to do? Lord, what is your divine will? What is your divine purpose for my life? That's what we pursue after when we get God's word and it's hidden deep in our hearts. It's going to have a profound impact on our lives. You know, when something is concealed, it's surrounded, right? It's not easily penetrated. It's buried deep, right? A little something that comes along is not going to it's not going to be able to get to it. In other words, when something comes that would shake you, when it's deep down in the proper place, it's not going to have that. Those things won't have the effect that they can have, if I could say it that way, because we've gotten a hold of something that God has in his word. And it's so deep and ingrained within us that we recognize, yes, I know this is and you fill in the blank, whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is, whatever the trial is, whatever the circumstance of life, fill it in. But you know what? God is more than able. The scripture says he's well able. He's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above. That's his word, right? So if I get a hold of that in my mind and I get that down in my heart and I recognize, wait a minute, the God that I serve, this is what he said. Now, do I believe it now? Help me. And if I don't believe it, you know what I can say? Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to get a hold to it so I can recognize what you can do for me. In my problem, in my circumstance, whatever it might be, God has something specially tailored for each and every one of us. We all go through different things. We have different trials. My trials may not be your trials. The things that you have difficulty with, they might be different than they are for me, than they are for you. But God has something special for every one of us. And it's up to us to get a hold of it. And we can when we get God's word down deep in our hearts. When it gets down so deep, we can really grasp it. And when we go through some things, maybe where we struggle, our life is not easy. You're going to come across some things maybe that are difficult, that are hard. But you know what you can say? Lord, in your word. Lord, I need some more. Lord, I understand it. I believe it's deep down, but Lord, would you push it down a little deeper? When we're coming across something that just knocks us over, Lord, would you push it down deeper? Let me get a hold of it, Lord, some more. Maybe I feel like I got a hold of it, but Lord, help me to get a greater hold of it. Let it sink deeper down and I can get a hold of something that can carry me through whatever I may be going through. And God can bring us over on the other side. We're going to face some opposition. We're going to face some struggle. We sung the verse of the song this morning, didn't we? We're talking about me. I got to go on. Keep that. Go on. By the help and grace of God, the writer said, should opposition come? Well, I'm going to just let you know this morning it's coming. It's coming. So what we can do is prepare for it by the help of grace of God. Then how do we prepare? Lord, help me to get this down in my heart. Help me get it down deep in my heart. So when the opposition come, when the trouble come, when the enemy come in like a flood, then I can lift up a standard against him in the name of Jesus. And I can send him packing another way and say, devil, get up out of here. I'm not concerned about what you're talking about. That's a whole nother thought. Why do we entertain the enemy? Why do we listen to him? Why do we conversate with him? Don't even mess around with him. Just get him out of here. Just say, get the behind me, Satan. Don't listen. Don't even entertain it. Just send him on his way. You know, we need God. God, he's a defeated foe, isn't he? Why are we trying to fight him? We don't have to. He's already defeated. You know, they say that, I've heard this, the Bible, heard someone say it this way, basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions before. So as I go through his word, do you think maybe as we go along, we might come across some things that are going to go up against our will, going to go up against our desires? It's going to happen. It's going to. But oh, when I get God's word down deep in my heart, I can say, Lord, help me here. Help me, Lord. Help me to get a hold of your word. So that these things won't have the effect on me that the enemy of my soul wants them to have. Hide his word in our hearts. The writer said, thy word. So it don't have nothing to do with me. It's his. It's his word that he gave to me to hold on to. Yes. And the encouragement here is, you know what? That's good for us. You know, but sometimes, you know what, sometimes we look at other people and the things that they're doing and the things that they're going through. Why don't they get a hold of the word of God? We say that, don't we? Or we wonder in our mind. My encouragement to us all is just as God extends his grace to each and every one of us, as we endeavor to grasp a hold of his word better, let's extend that same grace and mercy to them. Just pray for them. Just that's the best thing that we can do for our loved ones. You see somebody going in the wrong direction, headed in the wrong, just pray. Just pray, Lord, be merciful to them. Lord, be merciful to them. You are merciful to me. As I go through my trials and tests of life, you extend grace to me. Thank you, Lord. Would you extend that to them? You know what? It takes a desire. As long as there is a desire that somebody has some way, even unsaved loved ones that we have, if there's a desire there, God can work with that. And just pray for them. Because it's his word. Just pray, Lord, help them to get a hold of something that can lead them in the right direction. Just like for you and I, it's different. But all it takes is just, you know, all of us, we were once in that condition. But something got, some way God penetrated. And something in his word got a hold of us. And then he pulled the curtain back and he just helped us. And the light bulb went off in our head. And we just said, what have I been doing? So my encouragement this morning, each of us, let's hide his word in our hearts. But as we look on in others, just pray for them. Pray that God would, with some kind of way, allow his word to get their attention so that they can have it in the same kind of way. It's his word again. I know it's the wonderful thing about God's word is we can take it personally for each and every one of us. And sometimes maybe we take it so personal and we help us, Lord, not to hit people over the head with it. Right? Show them love and the same love and grace that God has extended to us. Let's extend to them as well because it's his word. It's his word. Help me, Lord. Help us all. I want to look back at something in the Old Testament. You know, this thing about hiding God's word in our heart. It's been going on for a while. It's been going on for a while. God used inspired man of God to deliver his word to his creation. And he's done it down through time. And it's just now that we have record of it all. Now. But he's used his inspired man of God through the annals of time. And there's some good reminders of Moses with the children of Israel. He had some words of encouragement that he had. I'm going to ask to look over in Deuteronomy, but there was some words that he had. He gave them some reminders. And you can read about it in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. For the sake of time, we're just going to read some of the verses. We'll start in verse 7 with the encouragement. But he was letting the children of Israel know, you've seen God working. He rescued us from Egypt. Here we were being chased and he parted the Red Sea. God has showed his favor and his love upon his creation. So we'll pick up in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter and the 7th verse. And he said, but your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord, which he did. So you've seen it, your eyes have seen it, and you know what? We can look at our own lives, we can look at those that have gone before us, and all of us, if we went around the church this morning, you could relay experiences that you have seen with your eyes. And you could say, this is what God has done because of what he gave us, what the promises that he gave us in his word. We could share the same testimony that Moses was sharing here with the children of Israel. He said, therefore, in the 8th verse of the 11th chapter, shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, whither ye go in, go to possess it. And that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey, The brother was talking about it last night, that habitation, that spiritual habitation. God has something blessed for each and every one of us. He's provided it for his people down through the history of time. And all the things that, how he provided. The children, they were in the wilderness. How did they eat? He provided manna from heaven. All these things. We can maybe look at situations in our own lives and see, look what God has done. Look is what he's provided. For the land, in the 10th verse, the land whither thou goest to possess it, it is not as the land of Egypt, for whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. For the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. Always upon it. What the verses say, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. He's always looking. He always knows what's going on. He has since the beginning of time. He hasn't changed. He's the same now as he was then. From the beginning of the year, even to the end of the year. And the 13th verse, and it says, it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in this due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, that ye turn not aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and you be shut up, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth. But then here's the instruction that he had for him. Listen to this. He said, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul. Moses was a man of God, and he was giving instruction to the children of Israel. He was laying out promises for them. Now God, he's given us the instruction, but do what he's instructed you to do. Hide and get a hold of this. God has a blessedness for you. Get a hold of it, he said. Now take these my words. These were words, again, inspired by God that he's relaying to them. Take my words and get them in your heart. Get a hold to them. Don't just have a head knowledge of it. Get it down deep in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Just keep them close. Keep them close and hold on to them and have them at the ready. Have them ready. So when the trial and then when the test come, when the circumstances of life come that would knock you over, you already got them ready. You're ready. You're ready for it. And Lord, you said in your word, and I believe it, and I'm standing on your word, and I'm standing on your promises. The writer said this: let our hearts be filled with the word of God. Lay up these words in your heart and in your soul. Your heart, the writer says, must be a treasure or a storehouse in which the word of God must be laid up to be used upon at all occasions. Is there an occasion where God's word doesn't apply? No. I'm learning, and I don't know if it's age or whatever it is, but I'm learning even just the smallest little thing. Call on the Lord. He loves us. He cares for us. There's nothing that's too small. There's nothing that we have to say, I got this one, God. Why? For what purpose? Are you trying to prove something? You know, sometimes, you know, young men, they like to try to show their strength, and, you know, they'll do different things. And, you know, maybe there's something heavy. I got it. Why? Get some help. Get some help. Why don't you get a couple of y'all together? You don't have to prove anything. That's just that, again, that nature. That, and we got to change that. We have to change that in our minds, right? We got to reckon, you know what? It don't matter. Whatever it is, I'm calling on God. That's what his word told me to do. So why wouldn't I do it? On all occasions. Just be mindful of the heart. Be mindful of the heart. Because you know what? What's in that heart is going to come out. What's inside going to come out? Oh, so if I have his word in there, if I have his word hidden deep in my heart, see, when the pressure happens, when the situations of life happen, what's going to come out? We encourage, you know, the scripture, everyone, what does it say in Proverbs, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse? What's the reminder to us this morning? This afternoon. Keep it with all diligence.
For out of it are the issues of life.
For out of it are the issues of life. Yeah. You see why it's so important? You see why it's so critically, essentially important to have God's word buried in there? Because what's in there is coming out. Sooner or later, it's coming out. For as much as we can try to push it down and hold it down, if it's in there at some point in time, something's going to happen and it's going to come out. And when it's God's word in there, it'll be a blessing. It'll be a blessing not only to you, but it'll be a blessing to somebody else. Those looking on and be like, wow, wow. What? Look at their response in this situation. If that would have been me, oh. And you know what? They can say, you know what? That's wonderful. I want some of that. See why it's so important? I got to have his word hidden. His word hidden down there. So when things happen, that's what comes out of me. There's a verse of song that we sing. It says, it's number 236. It's that second verse. It gives us a bit. This one, watch and pray. But it says in that second verse, watch and pray the tempter may be near us. Keep the heart with jealous care. Lest the door of my heart a moment be unguarded. Yeah. Evil thoughts can enter there. And if the evil thoughts get in, they're coming out. Right. It's going to come out. Yes, oh, the only thing I want going down there is God's word.
That's right.
Help me to just get a little bit more. I think I have enough, but let me grab another one of them promises and hide it down deep in there. That's what I want in there. I want us to look at one other verse in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter.
made reference to this, but this just emphasizes again God's inspiration to his creation down through the history of time. 2 Corinthians 3:3.
Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared.
For as much as ye are manifestly declared.
To be the epistle of Christ.
To be the epistle of Christ.
Ministered by us.
Ministered by us.
Written not with ink.
Written not with ink.
But with the Spirit of the living God.
But with the Spirit of the living God.
Not in tables of stone.
Not in tables of stone.
But in fleshy tables of the heart.
But in fleshly tables of the heart. God's inspired word that came down. And in ancient times, it was written in stone, right? It was in the stone. It was on the stone. It was the tablets that he gave. But you know what? When he came, he added his spirit to it, right? And he said, no longer that. I want you to get it down in your hearts. Get it down in your hearts, and then my spirit can bear witness to it. So get it written down in the tables of your heart. So it's God's word, not made from ink, but the Spirit of the living God. God's Spirit inspiring those that have gone before. And we endeavor to be inspired by his Spirit now, but we're just relaying his word. We're just vessels that relay his word. That's what we're doing. And we're admonishing and we're encouraging to get it down in your heart. Get that word hidden in your hearts, in the tables of your heart. Get it written in the flesh of your heart. You know, you can have things that are engraven and all that, but they can be destroyed, can't they? They can be etched and all that, but you know, fire, whatever other thing, it can be broken. You know, there may come a point in time. We don't know where these might all be taken away from us. I know we have access to so much now, don't we? Don't take it for granted. Take advantage of it now. Everything that we have access to, that God's word and everything that we can just get all you can now. Because we don't know, this world that we live in is not getting any better. And we don't know what's coming, so get it down in your heart. So even if they take this away, it don't matter because it's already down in here. Get it hidden down deep and allow God to work. You know, there's a whole nother aspect. We talked about the protection in terms of when we have God's word hidden in our hearts. But there's also a shelter. That's another message. God knows about that. Maybe someone else will preach that one. But there's a shelter and a shield and a refuge and a strong tower. There's many a scriptures that talk about the other aspect of having God's word hidden in our hearts and how it can put a shield of protection around us. And what that encourages us to know is that anything that comes our way, it had to come through God first. And we can say, Lord, you allowed it. You know, sometimes things happen that they are our own doing. You know, we can't do nothing but point a finger at ourselves. You know what? I'm in this situation because of me. Aren't you thankful God is still merciful? Oh, I can get his word hidden in my heart. And even when I get myself in a situation, I can say, Lord, please be merciful. Lord, you said in your word that you are present help in time of need. Lord, I need some help. Would you come to my rescue? And when I get that down deep in my heart, I can stand on that promise and I can believe in and know that God can come to my rescue. I pray this morning that this thought of hidden, that you think about it in a way that can have an impact on you and your life and getting God's word hidden down deep in your heart and allow it to work as God intended it to work. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning, and my desire is that I would do exactly that. Yes. I think even when I think I got enough, Lord, would you give me some more? Would you get it down even deeper so that, as we go through this life, we don't know the things that we're going to have to face. Oh, but what is wonderful to know that God going to be with us every step of the way. And if I get his word hidden down in my heart, then I'll be ready. And I can say, Lord, I'm dependent on you. You promised and you said, so I'm dependent on you, Lord, to come to my rescue. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.